Students across the region have headed back to school, but what about grown-ups who want to keep learning? WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela Lafrack and DCist arts and food editor Lori McHugh are here to discuss that. It's part of our weekly arts chat, Get Out There. Michaela and Lori, welcome.
Hi.
Hey there.
So, Michaela, I just sent my kids off to school, and to be honest, I am thinking, what about me?
It's always about you.
That's right. It really is. Who cares about them? How can working parents and other grown-ups keep learning, too?
Well, there are all sorts of classes for adults around the region, from art history classes to coding classes. But if you're really craving that teacher-student vibe, I would recommend this group called Profs and Pints. Professors come to a bar or another venue and they give a little mini lecture on anything from Frankenstein to Supreme Court cases. So actually tonight there's one in Shaw about the Titanic with a University of Maryland engineering professor. And then on Monday there's another one in DuPont about what else? The Mueller report with a GW law professor.
What does an engineering professor know about Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh my God.
No.
All right, Lori, I'm sure there are lots of classroom type experiences, but if listening to a lecture or staring at a blackboard doesn't really appeal to you and you want to do something more hands-on, what other things do you suggest?
I have to tell you all, I myself am a failed student of Duolingo, that language learning app that you can do. Mm-hmm. What might work for me, though, is this group around D.C. called Conversational D.C. They go around town to different bars and they stage these immersive language programs so you can grab a drink and make a new friend speaking only in the specific language. Another thing I'd recommend is to maybe find your favorite restaurant and see if they offer any cooking or cocktail classes. A lot of places do. At the Columbia Room in Shaw, for example, they have this master class on mastering the art of the cocktail. BKK Cookshop in Bloomingdale, they have a Thai vegan cooking class later this month, which looks pretty cool. So the best part about those classes is that you leave with leftovers, which what college class has that?
That's right. All right, Michaela, are there any classes you'd suggest if you are more artistically minded and want to make something for yourself?
Yes, I have two suggestions for you, Jonathan. The first one, the Hirshhorn Museum has this amazing 400-foot long work installed right now called Pickett's Charge. Mm-hmm. And they're having a sketching workshop tomorrow at 2 p.m. So if you're not working, you can make it. Head over there. You sit in front of Pickett's Charge and you focus on a little area of it and you get a drawing lesson. Second, if you are willing to travel a bit outside the city, in Lorton, Virginia, there's this really cool organization called Workhouse Art Center. It's inside this historic prison.
Creepy.
In Lorton, a little bit creepy, but now they host arts education programs for kids and adults, and they are having an open house this weekend where you can go check out what they're offering and see some demonstrations.
Very cool. Yeah. All right. Now we turn to what you guys are doing yourselves this weekend. Lori, what are you up to?
Well, I'm looking forward to finally seeing La Cosecha, which is a new Latin American food hall that's opening in D.C. near Union Market. It finally opens this weekend with a big welcome festival. There are cooking demonstrations and DJs and other stuff.
Wow.
I'm excited to check out all the new food vendors in the area. I'm getting hungry just having this conversation about it, so I can't wait.
Likewise. Okay, what about you, Michaela?
The D.C. State Fair is this Sunday, and I'm so excited for it. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, and it's finally here at the St. Elizabeth's campus. And the thing that I'm most excited for is all the annual contests that they do. And there's one in particular, the owner pet lookalike contest.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
All right. Michaela Lafrack is WAMU's arts and culture reporter. Lori McHugh is the arts and food editor at DCist. They join me on Thursdays for our weekly arts chat. It's called Get Out There. You can find additional coverage of arts and culture on our website, wamu.org, and on dcist.com. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.